Hey, Smutters.
Hey.
Guess who is feeling better?
You, Cooter Brown.
You.
Yeah, I am feeling better.
You sound better.
I actually look better, too. Thank you.
You do look better. Y'all, he has been losing weight like crazy.
Not that I needed to lose much anyway.
No, you really didn't, but... You are losing weight like crazy, and I'm so jealous. But, so, let me tell you about yesterday, okay?
What happened yesterday?
Well, it kind of inspired the story tonight.
Ro-ro.
And you need to talk in the microphone. They probably think I'm just talking to myself.
Well, you kind of normally are.
Okay. So, yesterday, I took Ashlyn... our daughter to meet her boyfriend at Spirit Halloween, which, by the way, I just found out is called Spirit Halloween. I thought it was Spirit of Halloween, so it sounds so weird saying that. Anyway, they were going to pick out their little couple Halloween costume, you know, and they decided on Chucky and Tiffany. So they are doing the Bride of Chucky. But yes,
Why'd you go as M&M's?
I thought they should go as the Corpse Bride.
Peanut butter and jelly?
No. It doesn't have to be food.
Well, it doesn't have to be something scary either. It's
Halloween. It has to be scary.
Halloween's fun. It doesn't have to be scary.
Okay.
Idiot.
Idiot. Idiot. Idiot. Anyway.
Muck duck.
But yes, that's what they decided to be. So all day today, like, I text Troy this morning and I was like, I don't know what to do for the story. Like, my mind is a blank. So I started thinking, and then I started thinking about yesterday and how, you know, they wanted to be, how we were going to get Ashlyn's costume together and stuff. And I came across dolls.
Ruh-roh.
So I figured we would talk about one of the most haunted dolls.
Annabelle.
No.
Oh.
This doll, his name is Robert.
Robert?
Yes.
How much common can you be?
Well, the story's crazy, and the way he got his name is a little crazy, too. So it's kind of a long one tonight. That's what she said. And... I think we're going to go ahead and just dive on in, because I'm so excited for you to hear this story. Because when I said something to him about Robert the doll, he was like, I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that. So you can just imagine how excited I am to let Troy hear how wonderful this story is. And, well, I'll just tell you at the end.
Tell us,
girl. Okay. So, you ready?
I guess.
You excited?
Yes.
Okay. So, tonight we're headed to Key West, Florida to talk about Robert the doll. The year was...
Wait, you said doll.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Robert the dog.
Who's Robert the dog?
Like Clifford.
Is there a Robert the dog?
I don't know.
Robert the big blue dog instead of...
I don't know, honestly.
Okay, so we're talking about dolls.
Dolls.
And the year was 1904. There's really no telling where the doll came from. Some say it was manufactured in Germany and purchased by the grandfather of Robert Eugene Otto. Locals say the doll was a handmade gift given to Robert by a Bohemian servant. And people say the girl put a curse on the doll and used black magic on it. It turns out, though, the Otto family really liked to mistreat their help. So,
when was this now?
This was in 1904.
Okay.
So, you know, we've got two situations, and you can decide which one it is. I'll let you do that one. So, Robert the doll is 3 feet tall. He has black button eyes and a cloth body. His insides are stuffed with wood wool. He had a jester face painted on, but since it was made so long ago and played with so much, the face is worn off. So, and I'll post pictures of Robert the doll also, because he is a terrifying little shit. Okay, so when Robert Otto received the doll, he was immediately obsessed. He took it everywhere.
Excuse me.
He even dressed it in his own clothes. The doll wore a sailor suit, and Robert Otto even named it after himself. He then told his mother, from here on out, to call him Gene. So, the little boy's name was Robert. That's disgusting. The little boy's name was Robert, and he wanted his doll's name to be Robert. So, he went by his middle name, which was Eugene. He just shortened it to Gene. So, he
that's
is now...
awesome middle name.
That's your middle name. So, he is now going by Gene. So, when you hear me say Gene, I'm talking about the little boy. When his mom asked why, Gene replied, because Robert said so. The doll.
Why are you looking at me?
Because that's the scary point in this story. Robert said so.
How old was he?
I mean, he was young. So, okay. I think he was like 4. But still, it's still scary. So, Gene then insisted that Robert be treated as a member of the family. The doll was always with Gene, and if it wasn't, it was in his own room in the attic. Gene furnished the whole thing for Robert.
Weird.
It was a real room. The family even reported footsteps and giggling coming from the attic, even when Gene was asleep in his own room. The doll had a bizarre hold on Gene, and whenever something happened, Gene would say, "What? Stop."
Sorry, I'm looking at memes.
Whenever something happened, Gene would say, quote, "I didn't do it. Robert did it." The parents were really happy that Gene loved the doll at first, but according to sources, they even heard Gene in Robert's room whispering and laughing, you know, playing with his little friend, his little doll. And they thought it was so cute. And then one day, when they were when Gene was whispering to Robert, they heard a deep, scratchy voice answering back. So, you know, that's when I would take the doll and get rid of it, right? When you start hearing the doll talk back and it's a grown man's voice, then that's, I think that's pushing, that's when you get rid of the doll. So, what do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. The older Gene got, the worse it was. Gene's toys were found ripped and mutilated. And when Gene's parents would ask what happened, he always said, "Robert did it." When Gene turned 10, things got crazy. One evening, Gene was fast asleep, and all of a sudden, he woke up. Can y'all hear that high-pitched squeal? That's our beagle.
That's why I hate him.
That is our beagle. He likes to... That's how he gets our attention. Okay. So, one evening, Gene was fast asleep, and all of a sudden, he woke up. Robert was sitting and staring at him at the edge of his bed. Gene screamed and woke everyone up. His mom woke up and ran down the hall. Gene's door was closed and locked. Gene kept screaming, and his mom finally got in, and all the furniture was flipped over, and his room was a huge mess. I'd be pissed. The worst was that Gene was laying in the fetal position on his bed, and Robert was sitting at the foot staring at Gene. His mom asked what happened, and Gene replied, "Robert did it." Gene eventually... What would you do?
I don't know.
If our kid did that? I would be like, okay, that's enough. Like, that doll would definitely... It would have been gone long before it got to that. Gene eventually left to study art in Chicago. He left Robert at his parents' house. Then he went to Paris and he met Annette Parker, or Anne, the daughter of a very rich family from Boston. The two got married and moved to New York. Gene worked on his art and Anne was a pianist. In 1945, Gene's mother passed away and the couple moved to Key West and into Gene's old house. Their home was known as the Artist House. They had parties weekly and they were a very popular couple. Since Gene got home, he continued to spend time with Robert. Now, y'all, keep in mind, Gene is a grown man now. He's married. And he gets home and starts spending all his time with this doll. Robert sat in the room while Gene would paint. He positioned Robert so he could see out of an upstairs window, so anyone walking by could see Robert staring down at them. Except when they saw him looking out the window, he wasn't always sitting still. Some people even claim the doll moved his head, following them as they walked by. Others said it moved out of his seat and back in. Everyone got creepy vibes that passed by. Eventually, no one would walk past the house. Okay, this... tell me what you think about this. This story gives me, like... you remember that show Bates Motel?
Mm-hmm.
It gives me Norman Bates vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's setting the doll in the window, and the way he talks to it and stuff. I mean, granted, it's not a dead body or anything like Bates Motel, but it just gives me those vibes. Like, that's what I feel like is going on. Okay.
Speaking of Bates Motel, I really like the TV series, too.
That's what I was talking about. That's a good show. Robert would... oh, Anne grew to hate the doll, and she felt like it was coming between her and Gene, their marriage, which obviously it would. Robert would sit at the dinner table, and Gene even made Anne serve the doll his food first, saying, quote, "He's the man of the house." I'm sorry, but if you ever said that to me about a doll, I would check you in somewhere so fast.
I'm gonna torture you.
Okay. Gene would reportedly get mad and even get abusive towards Anne. When he was confronted about the abuse, he said, quote, "I didn't do it. Robert did it." Mm. Anne begged Gene to lock the doll in the attic, and he did. This pissed Robert off majorly. People that would visit the house heard scary laughing behind the attic door and angry footsteps pacing back and forth. Robert somehow escaped from the attic because it seemed like he may have been a little bit jealous of the neighborhood kids that got to run around and play. He would taunt them in the window. Gene couldn't believe it. He knew he locked Robert up. But when Gene went to go check it out, he was shocked. He went to the bedroom and saw Robert in the rocking chair next to the window. This started happening a lot. So Gene would lock Robert in the attic and Robert would get out and he'd pretty much look outside and scare all the people walking by. In 1974, Gene passed away. Suspicions surround his death because some say when they found his body in the attic, Robert was sitting on top of Gene with his hands on his neck. Even though Anne hated Robert, she didn't get rid of him. She did decide to move back to France and lease the house out. 2 years later, Anne passed away. Rumors started that Anne went crazy from spending so much time with the doll. Prior to Anne selling the house, she put a clause in the lease. What do you think the clause was for the new owners of the house? Okay. So the clause was that the tenants had to agree the attic was reserved for Robert only. That was Robert's room. The new residents had a 10-year-old daughter. She was so excited when she found the doll. You know, as any 10-year-old would be if they found a life-size doll that they could play with, right? So the little girl soon found out that Robert should have stayed in the attic. She told her parents, quote, Robert is not, he's not a nice doll and he wants to hurt her. The family got aggravated because they kept hearing running in the attic. When they went to see what it was, to their surprise, Robert had moved from one side of the room to the other. The family then, at that point, decided to move. So, we have a new tenant now. Her name is Myrtle Reuter. She then bought the house and was Robert's new handler. She lived in the house for 6 years and then she moved. Visitors would come to see Myrtle and claim to hear walking in the attic. If she had Robert sitting downstairs and anyone said anything negative about Jean Otto, it almost looked like the facial expression would change into hatred and disgust on the doll's face. In 1994, Myrtle gave Robert to a museum in Key West. She had had enough. Legend has it that Robert locked Myrtle in a room. She told the museum, the doll moves on its own and it must be haunted. A few months later, Myrtle passed away. So, the museum that she gave Robert to is called Fort East Martello Museum, and it's supposed to be a haunted museum as well because it is made from an actual fort that they used in the Civil War. So, Goody Estevez works at the museum. She says when she comes in the morning, she has to announce herself. She says, okay, I'm here. I'm going to take over the fort and watch it for you. Estevez goes through it all at the haunted museum. She hears footsteps behind her. She hears doors slam. She will not touch Robert the doll. She will not have anything to do with that. She says there's something about him she cannot explain. At first, the museum would not put Robert the doll on display. But visitors wanted to see him. Robert is now sitting out. He sits on a stool in a glass case. He has his little ankles crossed, and he's holding a little stuffed dog that they believe is from his attic. To protect the visitors, the staff members, they keep Robert under a glass case. Kind of like the whole, yeah, kind of like Annabelle. And I've got pictures of the glass case. Too. Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, I wouldn't even have it anywhere near me.
Right. Staff members report demonic laughing. His facial expressions change. And they even say that they saw him put his hand up on the glass case. So his little hands are, one's around the dog and the other one I think is in the lap. And so what they're saying is he picked up his hand and put it against the glass case. So, one morning, they found an empty chair in front of Robert. But did I mention that Jean Otto designed the gallery that Robert's in? So, yes. So, the staff seemed to think that Jean came and paid Robert a visit one night. So that's what they're thinking happened with the empty chair because it was not there when everybody went home. And then when they came back, boom, it's there. So, you can visit Robert, but when you do visit Robert, you have got to follow the rules, okay? The first rule is, when you see Robert, you must introduce yourself. Always have your manners. So, when you see Robert, just say, hey, you know, I'm Jen. So, if you want a picture, you have to ask his permission. And then a lot of the times, you know, after you ask his permission, the cameras don't work. And I heard on another podcast I was listening to about this, that one man asked to take his picture. And when he did, and he went to take a picture, he took Robert's little sailor hat off and the camera just died. And then when he put the sailor hat back on, the camera went back to working again. So, which, why would you even take his little hat off? I mean, anything you do is going to piss this doll off, sounds like. So why would you mess with his stuff? I just don't get it. Like, why would you even want him out of the case, to be honest? So, let's see. And before leaving, you must tell Robert goodbye. Okay? So, they also have, when visitors mock Robert the doll, they get to feel his wrath. Now, here's the thing. When they do mock him, because they don't believe it, I mean, you know, they can go in there and just kind of laugh and be like, whatever, you know, that didn't happen. So when they do stuff like that, usually bad luck follows. And, you know, there have people that have, you know, their houses have burned down afterwards, you know, problems with their family, accidents, I mean, all kinds of stuff. So, the people that mock him send apology letters. And the room that Robert is in, the walls are covered with all the apology letters.
Really?
He gets 1 to 3 letters a day. Every day. Of people apologizing to him. Now, you guys, I don't know if y'all watch, and I'm going to talk about Buff Nuts, your favorite. he's got the new show about his haunted museum. There is an episode where Buff Nuts gets to hold Robert the doll. And he's freaking out the whole time. Like, that's his big thing. He's like, I'm going to hold Robert the doll. Okay. But he brings somebody on the show that Robert the doll had been making her life hell. She'd pretty much lost everything. I think she said she broke her back. All kinds of stuff happened to this woman. So they did get Robert the doll, the real one, on the show. He's with a handler, and she's creepy as shit because she's like, I'll have to ask Robert if it's okay, you know. And which I feel bad saying that. I'm scared something bad's gonna happen. I'm sorry, Robert.
Please forgive me.
But like, this poor lady is terrified. She's going on this show, and of course, you've got Buff Nuts. He's sitting there. He's like, "What would you like to tell Robert the doll?" And you know, she's like crying, and she's like, "Robert, I'm so sorry. My life is terrible. I never meant to mock you." I mean, it's really sad. And but yeah, then like after that, Buff Nuts is like, okay, I'm gonna hold him, y'all. So I mean, y'all know how he is, and I'm talking about Zach Bagans. But Zach Bagans. Anyway, check that episode out. I think I know Ghost Adventures is on Discovery Plus. Please sponsor us, Discovery Plus. But you may be able to find it on Amazon Prime, too. Because I think we've watched it on there several times. Or even Hulu, too. So, check one of those and you'll be able to see that episode. It's really crazy. So, back to where we were. So, some think that Jean was talking to a dead child. inhabited the doll. The dead child belonged to Emmeline Abbott. She was a servant who worked in the house. There is little evidence that points to Jean's father having an affair with Emmeline. Between the years 1900 and 1910, Emmeline had a child, but the child died. People think she may have put the child's spirit in the doll. Now, there's not a lot of proof that goes with this, but I did hear that the mom refused to be buried in the family plot. So, I mean, she was mad about something. We'll just say that. So, another theory is, was Robert the doll harmless? Was he harmless? And was Gene doing all of this the whole time? Now, at first, I want to say, yeah, you know, because with Gene closing the door and locking it, he could have flipped all his furniture over, you know, and I wanted to chalk it up to mental illness, that maybe something, you know, it was the early 1900s. So, I mean, it was still, they still didn't know about mental illness. And, you know, maybe there was something going on with Gene, like we said, Norman Bates, how he thought he was talking to his mom and how she was living and all this, but she was dead the whole time and he would dress up as his mom, you know? It kind of gives me those vibes. But the thing is, after Gene died, the other families that were, you know, around Robert the Doll, and they had their own issues with him. And then not to mention the thousands of people that have written I'm sorry letters to Robert the Doll, you know? So, you never know. And then somebody may just have a shitty day after seeing Robert the Doll and chalk it up to that. You just never know. But, you know, we just may never know what's going on. So, this is kind of cool, though. If you go to the museum store, you can even get it online. They have Robert the Doll replicas, like little mini ones. I saw one and I really thought about it for a minute. But you can still, I mean, you can go see Robert the Doll at the Fort East Martello Museum and Gallery. It is $6 to get in. Can't guarantee that your camera's going to work, but always ask for permission no matter what you do and be on your best behavior and mind your manners, because Robert the Doll is always listening and watching. Now, I think you can go on YouTube and you can see some videos of him moving. There's so much stuff about him, but yeah, try to find those videos, because I want to say I've seen some. I didn't look at the videos tonight, but I feel like I have seen some. And also, they have the Robert the Doll documentary. And I think Aaron Mankey has his show on Amazon. And Aaron Mankey, he's a podcast host. Wonderful. But he covered Robert the Doll, and one of his stories on Amazon is about Robert the Doll, and it is wonderful. It is so good. He goes over everything. So give that a looking at if you want to learn more about it. What do you think it could have been? Do you think it was, chalked up to mental illness? Do you think there's something in there? Because some people,
I don't know, because there's so many damn doll stories. Like, there's got to be something to it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, some people, I heard a funny story, because there's other, the lady that kind of helps run the museum or works there or whatever, they loan Robert the Doll out to this other museum on Halloween. I guess they do like a big Halloween exhibit thing. I don't know. Not 100%. But they do loan him out on Halloween. And she said that while Robert the Doll is gone, that's when all the paranormal activity starts. It goes, the museum, when he leaves, goes crazy. So, is he like a protector? You know?
Yeah.
Like, is he protecting, you know, keeping those ghosts at bay? I mean, what is he doing? So, is he a demon? Maybe all the bad luck these people had, what if he was protecting them from something? And it just seemed like bad luck at the time, you know?
Yeah.
So, you never know. I don't feel like he's a protector, though. I feel like he's a little asshole.
Yeah. Like our kids.
We're going to name them Robert.
Sorry, Caleb. I know you're 21, but your name's changing.
Your new name is Robert.
I wonder if we can do that once they're adults. Still change
we
their
can
name.
Call them whatever we want
no,
to call
like
them.
Legally. Like, we could change Ashlyn's name to, like,
Robert.
Jose, if we want to.
Yeah, absolutely, like, we can. I
she's
say
still
we.
A minor,
yeah, but I say we do it tomorrow.
Let's rename her to...
Robert.
No, Gertrude.
I kind of like it because then we could call her Gertie.
Or like an old person's name, like Francis. Or Imogene. Let's do Imogene.
We're not making fun of your name.
No, Imogene was my grandmother's name.
I don't like that name.
Well, I don't like your name, especially your middle name.
I don't like my name.
I'm just going to start calling you by your middle name.
No, please don't.
Whatever, Nicole. Everybody call her Nicole.
Please don't ever do that. Anyway, that is the story tonight. Y'all.
And we're sticking to it.
Decide what y'all think about Robert the doll. And look at those. Y'all hear that?
That's what we deal with all the time. That's what we deal
with. He's just...
awful.
He's so bad.
I would shoot him, but it's not worth a bullet.
You cannot yes, say that. Yes, I can that.
Say that
you
because
cannot say
he
that.
Is actually my property. I can do whatever I want to with him. I can put him in a burlap sack and beat him if I want to. He's my property. Like you are. I'm just kidding. Gosh.
If y'all could see my face right
now.
You
know, I remember Peter Griffin saying that on Family Guy?
No.
Talking about Brian. He's like,
oh,
he pulls
yeah.
Joe's gun. He's like, you're my property. I can do whatever I want to. I figured you'd.
My mouth is like on the floor right now, y'all.
I could catch that.
It was, bye, y'all. It was good to know y'all.
You used to catch under that stuff.
I know. I was like, what are you saying right now? But he's just kidding, y'all. That wouldn't happen. I actually love on him sometimes.
For Christmas.
They're going to think we're so mean to him. We're not mean to him. But yes, I hope you guys have a great week and make good choices and stay hydrated because it is about to get hot again.
Don't put your dog in burlap sacks.
Don't do that ever. Oh my gosh, that noise he makes. He woke me up at 1 o'clock this morning.
And he just
morning.
Developed this high pitch.
I know,
thing.
Like it came out of nowhere, y'all. This
yeah,
high pitch.
He's like
100
years old and he just started
like,
in the past 6 months.
He just started doing it and it drives me insane. That's what, like, he gets in my face in the morning and starts doing that high pitch thing trying to wake me up and it drives me crazy. Okay, anyway. Y'all have a great week. Stay hydrated, make good choices, and we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.